Go. Go, 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 go. No, no, don't turn around, Slick. Go. If you turn around again, I'm shooting you in the ass. Now go. That was probably the worst job I have ever pulled. What do you mean? It was a complete and utter clusterfuck. First, we set off every alarm in the place. Then I get shot. Then you cut and run without a scratch and without the intel we were supposed to grab. What was that? No, no, not that crap about your two cracked ribs. What was that about the data? Holy shit. I didn't even know you could implant a data stick there. Please, spare me all the gory details. Just, is it all there? Excellent. Okay, let's go. Up, dumbass. Didn't you read the brief? No, that was plan A. Now, thanks to us, well, mostly to you, Slick, this whole place is on lockdown. It will be for, the next 12 hours or so. Thankfully, our boss planned ahead for the eventuality in which you're a dumbass, so we have a plan of action. We just need to get out of this building, i.e. the highly secure storage facility, and into the part above us, i.e. the luxury hotel and casino. Then we hide out till the lockdown ends and slip away. Easy. Well, I don't know how to get up there. You have the map, right? Oh, God. Finally. I thought we were going to be down there forever. Yeah, just go ahead and shove it. We wouldn't have been down there so long if you had any idea how to read the damn map. Whatever. Doesn't matter. This is the easy part. Get to our hidey hole and wait for things to cool down. Maintenance closet. Who said anything about a maintenance closet? Oh, okay, yes, our boss, but look, I've been thinking. I have to admit, not all the hiccups in our little heist were your fault. Whoever scoped this place out was sloppy. There was a lot more heat than we were expecting. This was supposed to be a quick in and out, 20 minutes, maybe 35. So what I'm saying is, I think we're owed a little more than what we were offered for this shitbag job. Definitely more than a maintenance closet, so I want you to hack us into the executive suite. Come on, do you seriously want to be sitting in a 4x4 box for the next 10, wait, no. Hear that announcement? 18 hours? Well, fine. But I'm not going to be happy about it. Really? Hell yes. All right, let's get up there. What? Can't you just, I don't know, write a script or rewire a protocol or something? What do you mean not that easy? Ugh, fine. I'll just wait here by the elevator. Try to do it before someone notices us, Slick. Oh, now look at that. Don't just stand around waiting for someone to spot us. Come in. That is one hell of a view. You can see the whole damn city from up here. Hell, I think I can see the spaceport. This was so worth it. So, what are you spending your cut of the take on? Ooh, yeah. Good thinking. I'm going to a smith as soon as we're out of here. That slug got me right in the arm. There's an actuator on the fritz in my left bicep, and it's driving me insane. Oh, hang on. I'm getting a call. Hello? Bullshit. Fine, asshole. Fuck you, too. Okay. Good news and bad news. Good news, we get to enjoy this nice suite for even longer than I thought. Bad news, we're arranging our own transportation now. Dickhead apparently gave us explicit instructions to keep a low profile and avoid any unnecessary illegal activities. Sounds like a buzzkill to me. What are you doing? No, you're not going to your own room. What would the point of that be? Of course I picked the suite for a reason. It has the biggest number of rooms, which means it's the best. Dumb question. Now hurry up and take your shirt off. So I can look at your ribs? The ones you were bitching about a minute ago? Of course I'm qualified. Now strip, Slick. You're kidding. Fine, you're right. If your ribs really are cracked, you shouldn't be moving your arms so much anyway. Just lie there and... there we go. Why are you looking at me like that? What? Having a knife come out of your wrist is not freaky. It's fucking badass as fuck. Just shut up and lie still while I look at you. Oof. That is nasty. You're gonna be purple for a while. Here. Bite down. This is gonna hurt. I warned you, baby. Anyway, you were wrong. They're not cracked at all. Bruised, maybe, so you can stop whining. You know what? No, I'm not sure. Here, let me poke them again. Now that's the spirit. Look at you go, scrambling away like that. Couldn't do that with cracked ribs. All right, stop groaning. Jeez, you really couldn't get along without my help, huh? Here, painkillers. Not the fun kind, but you should at least be able to stand up without all that whining. A glass? Fuck off. I'm not getting up to get you some water. Those are all the painkillers I have, and in case you hadn't noticed, I'm the one kicking all the asses around here. You goddamn... I'll give you something to wash them down with, you little... There you go. Down the hatch. That wasn't so hard, was it? How about if I just... All right. God. I didn't even poke you hard. Well, not that hard. It does feel better, though, right? Good. Now what's wrong? Your shirt? Seriously? Your shirt is what you're choosing to be pissed about? Come on, I'm sure it's not that bad. Here, let me get it. You can probably put it back on if, yeah. No, that one's gone. I mean, can't blame me for it. Fine, you can blame me. I guess I have to take credit for at least that one, huh? But seriously, it's just a shirt. You can buy a new one. With your cut from this job, you can buy 10,000 new ones, actually. What was that, your lucky shirt? Or, are you afraid I'm checking you out? That's cute. I mean, you are cute. In, you know, a techie kind of way. But you're not exactly Cyber Atlas. Oh? I don't have to tell you what impressive looks like. I can show you. Check this out. Oh, hell yeah. Now this is impressive, Slick. These guns? These abs? You seeing this? These biceps? Solid steel. Well, actually, solid carbon laminate ferroceramic, but these abs, those are all natural. I see you're convinced. What's got your eye, huh? Come on, don't be shy. Spit it out. Oh, you're looking at my tits, aren't you? No, I'm not mad. Just, really? Yeah, they're nice, but I didn't have to do, like, a million crunches for them. Okay, what's wrong now? Come on, dumbass. I know something's wrong. Because your jaw was on the floor, and now you're rolled over on the couch looking the other way. I'm buff, not dumb. What is it? You're embarrassed. You feel bad. For looking. Shit, Slick, I didn't know you were so sensitive. Don't give me that look. Is there a brain in that big head or not? I mean, I'm 6.5 feet tall, I've got metal arms, and I showed up to the briefing in a shirt that said suck my dick in 3 languages. And you think I don't want people to look at me? Not to mention, I literally ripped my shirt off for you. Oh my god, yeah, that was a signal. One I figured even you could pick up, techie. Seriously, what would you do without me? What? I'm not doing anything. I'm not. Well, maybe you're getting closer. No, you're right. You're not moving. So, I must be getting closer. Are you, you gonna do anything about it? You're cute when you blush. God, you're soft. No, it's not a bad thing at all. Slick, you devil. You're getting me all hot and bothered. Oh? You don't believe me? All right. What does it look like? Taking off my pants, dummy. You're cute, but not rip my only pair of pants in half cute. That's more of a third date thing. Well, this is absolutely a date. Now, lie down. Now, what were you saying about not believing me? That's right, Slick. Your big tough bruiser is fucking dripping for you. No. Did someone's face get a little wet? I guess I should hurry up and sit on it. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Your lips feel even better down there. Why didn't I sit on your face sooner? No, 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 no. No talking. Your mouth has more important things to do. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, good boy. Fuck me, I'm soaked. I guess you knew first, though. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. Oh. Is it okay if I pull your hair a little? I'm gonna pull your hair a little. What? Why did you need me to... Fuck, Slick. You were more impressed with my body than you let on, huh? Do I mind? No, I fucking love it. Go on, techie. Worship me. Okay, 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 okay. That's enough. Fuck me, you sure saved your strength, didn't you? Not that I mind you eating me out like your last meal or worshiping my six-pack, but I want to do a little teasing of my own. Stay there. You're perfect right where you are. No, don't sit up. You don't need to see what I'm doing anyway. Now then. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Shit, Slick, you were holding out on me. That whole shootout earlier? And here you were packing heat the entire time. You got a little excited, didn't you? I can feel you throbbing through your pants. God, you're hard. Are you sure you aren't enhanced? Well, what do you say I let this thing out and see for myself? Oh. Oh, wow. Oh, it's very good, babe. It's fucking beautiful. Hold still while I'm... Just get up here and... Perfect. How do I look straddling you? Yeah, I thought so. Want to see something better? Now, be honest. You were scared the first time you saw me. Oh, it's nothing to be ashamed of. You got over it, clearly, well enough to work with me, but you were scared, at least at first. You saw the arms and the muscles and the scowl, how hard and mean that part of me was, and you thought I was all like that, didn't you? Well, there's part of me that isn't. You sure saw that, didn't you? Can you feel it now? My lips slick, just barely touching you. Can you feel how soft and wet I am? Can you feel how ready I am? How hungry I am? How fucking soaked my pussy is for you? Can you feel me rubbing against your tip? Do you want to be inside me? All it would take is one motion to bury that cock in me. I can feel you. I know how much you want it. Hard, throbbing, desperate to fuck my tight, wet hole. To claim me. To fuck me. Well, I think I'm done. What? I didn't say I was gonna fuck you, Slick. I said I was gonna tease you. You know the difference, don't you? Besides, you're all banged up, aren't you? You need to rest those poor little ribs. Get some shut-eye, babe. You've earned it. Me? Oh, I'm just gonna stroll on over to this nice, big, wall-sized window. Look out over the city, you know. Lounge. How dare you? I'm not showing off. Just because I'm bent over and my legs are spread and my ass looks fantastic and I'm still a little, just a very tiny small amount soaking wet doesn't mean I'm showing off. The nerve. In fact, just for that, I think I'm gonna stand here and get myself off. You can watch. Or, if you don't feel like lying there, you can get up and get your ass over here and slam me against this window and drive that hard, needy dick into my eager little pussy. And you can fuck me until my legs give out and you're the only thing holding me up as you pound me until I come all over your cock. Your choice, Slick. Oh, oh my. You're really struggling there. Careful, babe. Don't throw your back out. Oh. He's up. Good boy. Now get over here. Now, I've got my hands behind my back already. I mean, I'm practically making it easy for... Oh! Oh, no. Don't hesitate. Come on. Give it to me already. Oh, fuck. Now fuck me, Slick. Oh, oh, fuck. Yeah, harder, harder. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Hey, Slick, look. The city, all of it. Looking up at us. Does it turn you on? Knowing that anyone out there could see us? Could see you fucking me? Claiming me? Fuck, I'll take that as a yes. Come on. You know the answer to that. You can feel how wet I am, can't you? Oh, God, you feel good. And here I thought you were just another egghead. Oh, go ahead, Slick. Get a little rougher. Prove me wrong. Show me just how much of a man you are. Fuck me until I come all over your cock. Force it out of me. Stop being delicate and fucking take me. Oh God. Yes. 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 Right there. Keep filling me. Don't stop. I said don't stop. I don't care if you come. Just, you can do it inside. Just don't fucking stop. Oh, fuck. Oh, holy fuck. Oh, holy shit. Slick. Whew. That was amazing. No, dumbass, I'm not just saying that. Or did you miss the part where my legs gave out? Oh. Oh, I'm just teasing you. Here. Back to bed with you. Oh, that's good. God, these are nice sheets. Sure cost enough. No, babe, it's fine. I don't think anyone actually saw us. Because we're like 3,000 feet up. God, you're adorable. Anyway, if someone did see, I'd say it was a performance you can be proud of. You're blushing. Did I embarrass you? Or turn you on again? A little of both? That's fair. Anyway, I think we have bigger problems. Well, I just got a message from the boss saying he's reconsidered our deal. It means he's cutting us off, Slick. Ah, don't worry. Don't worry, I said. Look, I know a guy who'll buy the data off us. Not for anything like the price we were getting, but a fair price. Not for a ticket each, anywhere we want to go. Or enough for a ship. Not too big, but room for two. No. You don't have to. I mean, it's kind of my fault. He was mad already about the job, but the whole thing with the suite didn't help. Look, I can make the deal. You can go wherever you want. We'd be square as far as... Well, okay. I'm still not sure you've thought this through, but we can talk about it in the morning. Okay. No, dummy, you're not going to your own room. Because I need a teddy bear, and you're the perfect size. Yes, I'll be gentle. Look, these arms cost a lot of money. You'd be amazed how good they are at cuddling. So that's a yes? Okay, that's a yes. Good night, Slick.